Max Doom Show for Friday, 19 July 2019. And what a start to the day it's been for me. Arose to see a text message from the wife explaining that the cat probably still had some shit attached to her. It's not her fault, she's quite hairy. That's the cat, not the wife. Ho ho. So this morning I have spent the first 20 minutes chasing the cat around to establish that A, she did indeed have a fairly substantial nugget attached at the back on the fur, and I had to detach it from a less than enthusiastic cat. So I had to get her on the table, give her the old Vulcan death grip on the neck, grab some tissue, and luckily it was a clean extraction. So I've just slung it down the bog. The cat's clearly not too impressed with any of these developments, and she has repaired to another room. Also, the fella upstairs has offered to clean our skylight and to cut our grass, which does suggest that both of these things are in a bit of a state. But I think this is a bit presumptuous. He's already been told. He's a repeat offender for this kind of thing, and it does seem like an odd thing to complain about, I will grant you, but, you know, fuck off. How's that sound? Although I did say, yeah, if you fancy doing the skylight, crack on, but you can't be doing the grass. We can't have that. I don't want to be sitting in here watching him cutting my grass. It would, anyway, it sets a dangerous precedent for him more than anything else. Anyway, what was I going to say? Something about the football. Didn't they sign somebody? They signed Delph. This is Everton. They signed Delph. Decent enough player. The interesting one is... what's the little fella called? Goodman? Luckman. Is it Luckman? Yes, Luckman, the Charlton fella. You know, fuck it, he's gone. He's not, I don't think he'd be a huge loss. But what's interesting about him is he's a player that people have chosen a side on based on the flimsiest of evidence, I would suggest. He's not really played. He looked decent when he has played, but he's not played very often. And successive managers have all, you know, given the impression that maybe all is not well with his attitude. But it's interesting because people will pick a player that they like. They'll pick their favourite millionaire and they will stick with these people no matter what. And it's just bizarre, you know, the argument over... I presume they do it so that they can like the papers when they report their exclusive transfer news, and they just do it again and again. They say, we did this. So that eventually when they get one right, they can say, I told you it was going to be great. So I think it's probably a similar thing with these footballers, where if they're going to go, people will be saying, we shouldn't be doing this. He's a great, he's going to be this. And just in case, you know, he turns up and he scores a goal somewhere. I told you. You know, honestly, who gives a shit? Another one who was along similar lines, Lukaku. Although he was no argument with his goal scoring, but complaints Evertonians had, which at the time, a fair number of people dismissed as being racist, because everything's racist, was he didn't seem to be pulling out the tripes all the time, and the accusation that he never really quite did it in enough of the big games to be a big game player. Those appear to be borne out. I've not actually seen him play at United, so that's unfair. I might have seen him play a couple of times. I think I saw him play against Everton on the telly. I wouldn't have gone. Anyway, fuck him. But it's interesting, he appears to be, to the untrained eye, to be attempting to drop into a league where perhaps movement is more selective. This is the Italian league. I read on the Times website that Inter Milan or Internazionale are looking, initially wanted to loan him for 2 years for 60 million quid. Fucking hell, who's thought that one up? Anyway, so we'll see what develops from there. I was going to say, Something, oh God almighty, yeah, at work the other day, I had 2 days off and I got a fan on my desk, right? Everyone was asked, do you want a fan? And half of them said no. And I said, yeah, I mean, a few others. So now there's we've got a surfeit of people to fans. The fan to people ratio is strongly skewed in the negatory. And every time I'm off, my fan's gone fucking missing. So the other day, I sat down, no fan. So, oh, where's my fan? And it turned out that Dr. Keith from in our office had taken it. And I said, well, what are we saying, Nick? You take the thing. Why don't you put it back when you're done? And he said, I said, yeah, it's mine. He said, I didn't see your name on it. I said, fucking wanker. I've got my name on any of my stuff. I'm going to have to start scrolling my fucking tag on everything. You know, this isn't a postcode gang affair yet. And he starts sucking his teeth. Like, I hate that. Don't make me the bad guy here. You took my fan. It's a strict liability offence. You look at him shoving your head down the fucking toilet, you idiot. Obviously, I'm saying this safe in the knowledge that Keith will never, ever hear it. Anyway, excuse me, no coffee slurp today because I'm doing this before I make my cup of coffee because I don't want to upset anyone who doesn't like double negative. Oh no, who doesn't like double negative twice the coffee slurp noise. Anyway, I think that'll do it. I have done, I did a little bit of out and about reportage this week. I went into that London, took a day trip. It was absolutely fucking sweltering. It was unbearable. But in this trip, I will reveal to you via the medium of wildly varying sound quality. It's quite it's quite loud and muffled. Nonetheless, I shall reveal to you, my fans, the my pick of the capital's toilets, my sandwich of the week, and something else that happened that I can't remember. Oh yeah, I went up to the Serpentine Gallery to see their latest thing. Is it the pavilion? I couldn't quite understand this when I spoke to the fella. Anyway, and that was it. So it was. Moderately enjoyable. Hope you like listening to it. I've just moved closer to mess. It's about 13 minutes long. So, you know, well, there it is. It's up to you. If you want to stick for the ride, please do. If you don't, and if you want to follow the pattern of the previous three episodes, which have featured plummeting listening figures, then I will understand it. So the first one got a bundle, like is that 250, something like that. Then it went down to 100, and then it's gone down to sub 100 for the third one, which I actually think was the potential Sony award winning one, if such a thing exists for podcast things. Okay, so that's your lot. Here we go. Okay, we're off on my big trip into London's fashionable West End. I've just got on the train. There are seats available, but I choose to stand. The chairs on these things are cushioned and they're basically germ labs. They're impossible to clean. I did write to the mayor over this when it was Ken Livingstone in about 2001, saying they should get wipe clean plastic sheet, plastic seating, but he didn't return the email. Anyway, I'm standing. Switch trains at London Bridge to get to Charing Cross, and I think Sarah Harding's just gone. Clearly she doesn't share my concerns about cushion cleanliness. Just passing the portrait gallery. Is it official Max? The fucking pipe down, mate. Official Max Doom tip: if you're ever in old London town, the portrait gallery is the toilet of choice around here. If you're a bit further north, I strongly recommend the Langham. They're very choice.
That's my official bog recommendation. Don't know what she's getting exercise about, this woman, blimey. Okay, trundling further up Berwick Street, where you can get your street food and eat it actually in the street. £7 for some jerk chicken. And you get a stand in the road and eat your dinner. I don't think so. I like a seat and like access to wash my hands. And where are these people washing their hands? I'm not knocking them per se, but you know, there's no sign of anything. I don't think they can possibly have anywhere to wash their hands. Let's ask the Greek gyro fella.
Hello.
Hey, you right?
Yeah. Are you here all day? Working all day? Did they offer you, toilet facilities? The council? Or do you have to use the bars and that around there? Does the council offer you, you know, if you're here all day, do you get sort of toilet facilities, things like that?
No.
Where do you go?
I don't know.
Oh, really? That's terrible, man. All right. So this is nowhere to wash your hands, either. All right. Thanks.
Oh, my God. Exclusive reportage. Shame on you, Camden Council. Yeah, the good people hawking this street food stuff don't have anywhere to go for a pee. I don't know. All right. It's gone past the blue post. Speaking of toilets, well, that one's a challenge. There's one space for one urinal, and then if you stood at it, the sink is to your right, and there's no room for anyone to get past. And the other toilet, the sit-down one, is around the other side. It doesn't bear thinking about. You don't want to go in there if you can possibly avoid it. So that's the opposite end to the Langham. It's a fine pub, though. You know, no arguments with the pub in terms of, in general, it's just, you're going to make your peace with that as you go. This is the Bar Bruno's is just ahead. And that's where I was going to go. And it's good in there, but it's too bloody small. You know, you have to sit with the public, and I'll be doing. No, I'm paying. You know what I mean? Let's have a look. Oh my God, it is rammed. Yeah, just down there. Yeah, Peter Street. There's a queue to get into Supreme as ever. I wonder if there's a queue to get into the queue. There sometimes is down this end. Let's have a look. Yeah, they're giving up to get into. You'd have to get into a queue to get into the shop. Anyway, well, I'm not doing any harm. There's a bouncer there, looked a bit moody as well, like he's going to chin me. Anyway, onward. Oh, here we go, 39 steps. Coffee house, that's the one I'm looking for. Oh my, it's warm in here, Jesus Christ.
Okay, so I've got me Sani, I'll bring the coffee over, blowing the bloody out. And I'm sitting in the window like a hooer. £6 though for a pastrami Sani and a cup of coffee. It's smothered in mayonnaise.
Thank you.
But it's pastrami, a bit of salad, some kind of cheese, orange mustardy mayonnaise, some kind of seeded roll, which is, I would say, 4 inches length, 2 breadth, and a depth of about an inch and a half. Quality work. And the coffee's come in some kind of, I can't even work out how I'm supposed to pour this. Or a milk rather, but it looks okay. Okay, so let's have a taste of the coffee. You can hear it. A very solid effort. So I'm looking out onto Toy and Moy Cafe over the road, Tommy's Burger Joint, which is a top notch gap, well worth a trip. Although I don't have a problem in there the other week, man. We sat in the window much like I am now, and they've got
they've got a bench outside so that people can lean and eat their food. And me and a wife were sat there looking out, eating ours, and some lads come in bladdered, and they were leaning on theirs looking in. But we were about like nose to nose, essentially. I mean, this is not a premium dining experience. It's not a premium establishment, but they do charge a significant amount of money. As I pointed out to the fella, they wouldn't sit us that close in, you know, within the establishment. But he agreed. Anyway, that's the end of the bulletin for now.
Just give a quid to a beggar, and once again the whole thing has been sullied by hand contact in the the exchange. There should be. I think the minimum they should have is a bucket. You know? A bucket or a cup. I might go back and come and take it off and give it to somebody else. See, there's a fellow on gate who's got a bucket or a big kind of bowl. No, hang on, that's for his dog. Maybe it's for both, I don't know, like a wishing fountain. I've crossed Regent Street and left the environs of Soho. As they say, a man who is tired of Soho is tired of being buzzed by fucking cyclists every time he steps off the curb. That is not to knock all cyclists, just the ones I encounter, and I include myself in this. So I'm trudging towards New Bond Street, and already I feel poorer than I am, and I'm quite poor. Victoria's Secret. Ooh, undies. Let's see what I got going on. We've got it done out like a lap dance, but this is an interesting move. Grosvenor Square. There's a guitarist playing on the stage there. There's deck chairs. There's lots of people sitting around. God, they all look so happy. It's just moments away from miserable old Brook Street. But then we've gone too far the other way. All these people sitting around smiling. Twin.
Don't you watch the news?
No, what they got to smile about? And we've made it to Hyde Park. The symbolic dividing line between the ones with absolutely fucking bundles of money and people who've just got a load of money. This is the bit when they were struggling to shift the flats in the Shard. Somebody was saying that one of the reasons is it's hard enough to get people to move south of the park. This is the park they're talking about, never mind south of the river. Hyde Park, as free as the wind blows. Did they have Bob Dylan on here the other day? Was he dead? I think they had Dylan on. I think it was in Neil Young as well. I used to work with a fella who was well into Dylan, and we were talking in the canteen about music, and somebody else mentioned Bob Dylan, and it came up and said, "I was not really my thing." This was 20 odd years ago. I still don't like him. I think he's awful. But I said, "That was not really my thing, you know, before my time." 2 hours later, this fella on his forklift cuts across my path and goes, "What's your problem with Dylan, man?" You go, your forthcoming attractions. In fact, these are the ones that have just been on. Florence and the Machine, good God, and the National, I'm not familiar with them at all. And then Sunday, a couple of days ago, Robbie fucking Williams. Jesus Christ. Who the fuck would want to pay money to listen to that fucking idiot honking away? He's the most bingo coloring looking fella in show business, I think. Hyde Park, and it's fucking boiling, absolutely bloody boiling. It's unacceptable. Also, there's the big, is it a lake? I think it's a lake. And there's the swans, they're keeping to their bit, they're keeping in the water. These
geese, jeepers, creepers, the size of the fucking things, waddling around on the side like Jurassic Park or something. Disgusting. There's, right, a Serpentine Gallery. I've never been before. In approaching 19 years of living in London. Okay. Let's have a look at this thing. Please don't make £5. Good luck. I can't tell if that's the... if that's the piece or not. It looks like a roof. Everyone's taking pictures of it. I'm going to sell it.
Excuse me, mate. Is this the exhibit, the roof?
Yes.
What is it?
It's the pavilion, the summer pavilion.
This is the art, this is the pieces of this roof thing.
Yes. That's what you... yeah, this is the pavilion, yeah. And this year it's gone for it being essentially just a roof.
So it's functional and, you know, I like that.
Yeah.
Better than what... you can't just be dumping a ton of rice on the floor.
Actually, it'll be important, yeah. We have a new one every year.
Okay. You can get a cup of coffee in there, too.
Yeah, yeah, or you can come in with your own sandwiches or cut together.
Oh, so I like that.
So there you go, I traipsed all this way basically so I could crack a shit joke to a bored security guard. But would I do it again? Definitely.
Okay, so that is your Max Doom show for the week. I hope you enjoyed it. It sagged. I agree. I know what you're thinking. And it was a long way to go, both in terms of my personal journey, literally a journey, I travelled, and your own listening experience to crack a fairly weak joke, which, as I was thinking of it, I got all excited about. Well, it just shows you can't, they're not all going to be gangbusters, are they? Anyway, there you go. So if you want to contact me, it is the_max_doom on Twitter, and it's maxdoomshow, all one word, @gmail.com. Thanks for listening. Bye. We'll